Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love? Welcome, everyone. My name is Solaris, and you are listening to Facets of the Heart. I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. And this is the show all about romance. And every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story or to talk to our guests. Be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys all have had a very lovely Oscar weekend. So we had the Oscars, as you guys know, which was really fun. And for all of you guys, our guest tonight is definitely no stranger to red carpets. She is an amazing singer and songwriter, and her name is Joy Villa. And she's really awesome. And she's going to be calling in from Florida tonight. She is based in New York, but she is starting her tour, which is so exciting. So you guys are going to love hearing about her music. And we'll definitely be able to talk to her about how she felt, you know, the Oscars went and her music and her tour and everything, which is so awesome. So you are going to love her music. We are going to open the show with one of her songs that I absolutely love. This one is pretty popular on YouTube right now, which is really, really cool. This one is called Beautiful.
For the girl, got no home. She ran away young, cause she didn't know how. She didn't wanna get hurt anymore. She cut herself when dad got drunk. Her mama didn't love her, and her daddy didn't want her, and nobody wanted to listen to her. Thomas on the boy couldn't man up. He got beat up cause he wasn't tough enough. He wanted to impress the girl, so he drew a bunch of tattoos on. And he joined a gang and started stealing stuff. It all messed up, but he didn't feel tough. No, he didn't feel tough. Tell yourself you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Tell yourself you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Well, the mama gave away her baby, daddy in jail, credit cards calling, burned a friend and lost her job and fell into a fog. Her daddy didn't want her and her mama didn't love her. Nobody wanted to listen to her. This is for the man who's trying to stay a man in a world of lies. Pushed to the outside, made a choice, pressured to hide. They tell him he's despised. Tell yourself you're beautiful. You're beautiful. 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 Tell yourself you're beautiful. Tell yourself you're beautiful.
So that was beautiful by Joy, and we have her on the line with us right now. So how are you doing, sweetheart?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing so good, Jamie. Thank you for playing Beautiful. That's one of my favorite tracks off my new EP, I Make the Static, which is out now. And that song, it's just hearing it on your show just made me feel like, yes, this is what I want to get my now. I want people to feel beautiful.
Absolutely. I was thinking it was a really good song to open with, you know, and then I feel like, you know, of course, like a lot of guys go through, you know, self-esteem issues too, but I feel like women especially, we go through these self-esteem issues where we like go through these relationships and we care for these, you know, these people that we really love, and then we don't feel loved or validated, and then we start to, you know, feel like we're not beautiful. So it's so empowering.
Exactly. We beat ourselves up so much.
Right.
You know, if you don't believe in yourself, then how can you expect other people to believe in yourself?
Exactly. That is so exactly right. So I love it. So is that the inspiration behind writing the song for you?
Yeah. You know, the inspiration behind this one was I wanted to share different situations. Like you have pretty heavy situations. A girl cuts herself because her dad's getting drunk. So she's getting ignored by her family. And this is something that I haven't personally dealt with, but people I know have dealt with that. And these are issues that not a lot of people are talking about. And it's just kind of showing the ugly side of life. You know, there's a man who feels ashamed for being who he is. And I left that part kind of general because my producer, who is award-winning producer outside of London, Barry Gladden, and when I was writing, I write all the lyrics, and we worked on this, you know, just recently, late last year, and you know, I said, should I change this? Should I make a specific situation this man is going through? And he said, no, because as a man, I feel affinity with this, and I feel like that could be me. You know, he's trying to stay a man in a world of lies, which could be anything. It could be business. It could be work. It could be how he feels, who he wants to love, what he wants to be. You know, so it's like it's for men and women to tell themselves that they're beautiful no matter what life is throwing at them, because we create who we want to be inside, and that's who we are outside. When we love ourselves inside, we can shine outside.
Oh, absolutely. So, Joy, how did you get involved in music in the first place?
Well, Jamie, it's a good question. So I've always grown up. So I was born and raised in California, and now I live in New York City, and I tour 25 countries a year. And I'm going to be doing Europe in May. I'm so excited. Yeah, we're doing London, Istanbul, Madrid, Munich, and Paris all May. Every week, it's a different country. So it's going to be exciting. But yeah, started doing music. I grew up in an artistic household. My mom and dad were both artists. And I grew up in Santa Barbara. And, you know, we had art and God. That was what we grew up with. It was like heavy on religion and heavy on music. And you know, I'm really grateful for what I grew up, because that just made me a super creative kid. Like, we did art all day long, me and my sister and my mom and my dad. We all were creators. And I always knew that I wanted to be a performer, like, since I was 5 years old. It was my first musical theater play. So I sing, I dance, I write, and I act. And to me, it's just all the same thing. It's performance and it's art. And so 2011, I started heavily pursuing my music career as my number one passion. And that's when things started taking off. You know, I booked a show in London. I started touring. Things just started falling together because I put my priorities on music. Because I always did a lot of things. I also model, and I've always made my living through art. But when I just said, okay, my number one passion is going to be my music and my self-expression through that, then everything just fell together.
Oh, that is so amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
Who are some of your musical influences?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, you know, I'm heavily influenced by cultural influences, you know, people who make a splash, people who do different things, like David Bowie is one of my all-time favorites, both musically, lyrically, and image-wise. I'm really inspired also by Diana Ross. You know, I listened to the Supremes growing up. I listened to a lot of old music, Motown. Just the style, the diva personality. And then we have a lot of modern-day heroes like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, like these strong images that support their music and their stance. To me, that is just, you know, to really hit home these days, you have to have that cultural influence, because that's where everyone is listening to music and appropriating music in different ways these days than they are before. They want to see the image, they want to see the message, and they want it to really hit home. And that's like, you know, music to me is a message. So people who've done that through the years, especially artists from the 70s and 60s, I listen to a lot.
That is so cool. So tell us a little bit about your new single, Vagabonds.
Okay. So my new single, Vagabonds, which just dropped on YouTube, the music video is on there. We filmed it in Bali. I filmed over 2 days. Oh, it was gorgeous, JB's. In Bali, Indonesia. I've toured Indonesia a few times, and I have people that I consider family out there. They're just amazing. The Indonesian culture, the food. You know, if you ever get a chance to go out there, once you get over there, everything is cheap. Flights, everything. And it's so worth it. Once you're over Asia, it takes 25 hours from America to travel there. But once you're there, it's the best. And so we filmed the video in a response to the lyrics that I wrote, which is, you know, all about freedom, individuality, and going after your dreams. It's a gypsy anthem for vagabonds.
Oh,
so the video is really getting a lot of views. Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm just frolicking on the beach where I'm dancing. I was very inspired by the culture of Bali and how I felt at that moment, which was absolute freedom. You know, this is just freedom.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to play this song for everybody now. So if you'll stay on the line with us, we're going to ask you some more questions when we get back and talk to you more about your music. So this is
Vagabonds.
Yay!
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. We will be right back.
Go home.
seasons change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romantic love. And we have Joy Villa as our guest today, which is beautiful. We have her gorgeous music here, and we have all sorts of fun stuff coming up for you guys. Right now, we have Lydia with Shakespeare in Love, and she's going to read to us a little bit of Shakespeare.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great night as I'm watching the fireplace. I'm reading through some of the sonnets of Shakespeare, and I pick this one. Music to hear. Why hear thou music sadly? Sweets with sweets, worn out joy, delights and joy. Why lost thou that which thou receivest not gladly, or else receives with pleasure thine annoy? If the true concord of well-tuned sounds by union's merry do offend thine ear, they do but sweetly chide thee, who confounds in singleness the part that thou shouldst bear. Mark how one string, sweet husband to another, strikes each and each by mutual ordering, resembling sire and child and happy mother, who all in one pleasing note do sing, whose speechless song, being many, seeming one, sings this to thee, thou single wilt prove none. Anyways, very interesting poem, and if you're single, it seems like Shakespeare does have a statement on that one. So anyway, I have a question for you about the Oscars. If you watched them, which I assume you did, I would like to know which movie that you want to have win, and what thing or what comment struck you most. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have a good night. Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lydia, for sharing that beautiful poem with us. For everybody that would like to follow Lydia throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/Lydia Mayan. And I was actually personally out of town this weekend. I was not able to watch the Oscars. My parents were in town and we went to Vegas, which was so incredibly fun and awesome. And I loved it. but we actually have a little bit of an expert about the Oscars who is on the line with us right now, and he has watched them, have picked some, you know, particular movies that he wanted to see win, and actresses, actors, all that stuff. So we have Jeff on the line with us tonight, who's going to talk to us a little bit about maybe who he's picked or his surprises for the Oscars, in his opinion, as well as our newest artist to watch. So we have Jeff on the line with us right now. And Jeff, who out of the Oscars did you really, really want to win?
Well, I mean, actually, I was very fortunate this year. This is one of the few years I can say I actually watched every movie that was in the major categories. For best actor, best actress, best film, best supporting actor, and best supporting actress. And it really gives you a great perspective when you take the time to actually watch these, because so many of the times we are, you know, watching the Academy Awards and we haven't seen most of these films. They may be limited release, they may be, you know, only a couple theaters, and they may only be playing in, say, New York and L.A. But there's some amazing films this year. Birdman, an absolute must, okay? I thought Boyhood would do a lot better as far as the number of awards it got, but I was personally pulling for Birdman, and Michael Keaton, who was a star I grew up with as a kid, and to finally see him get his due. Unfortunately, he didn't win for Best Actor, but I would have loved to have seen that happen. J.K. Simmons for Best Supporting Actor, who won last night for Whiplash, probably the best performance of the year. That movie will blow you away. It is a must-see. If you haven't seen it, take the time. It's an amazing, amazing film. I would have liked to have seen Reese Witherspoon win for Wild.
That was such a good one. I loved Wild, and she's so good. I love her so much.
Oh, yeah. She actually captures that character. After reading the book, she turns that character literally into herself. It's so outside of her comfort zone, in which you're used to seeing Reese Witherspoon in very similar roles. This just takes her completely out of that. But I really think, too, that Julianne Moore was pretty much due. I mean, what she was able to do in Still Alice with the Alzheimer's and, you know, really capturing that character blows you away. It really does. So, I mean, so many good performances, so many great films. You haven't even touched on half of them. The Imitation Game, incredible film. The Theory of Everything, incredible film. Nothing you'd be disappointed by watching.
Awesome. Who is our artist to watch this week, Jeff?
Well, actually talking about movies, which is kind of interesting, I was watching a video the other day, and there was a preview coming on for a movie called The Loft. Now, it's amazing where you find music. It's not something that you kind of, you know, are instantaneously looking for. Sometimes it just appears out of nowhere. And I really wasn't interested in watching the movie from the preview, but the song that was in the preview really captured me. And so I did a little bit of research on it. I found out it was from a group called Ruel. It's R-U-E-L-L-E. Took me a while to figure that one out. And it's a song called Down We Go. And it's an amazing, amazing track. So I did a little bit more research on it. And it turns out we're probably very familiar with this group, because not only have you heard Ruel in the preview for The Loft, but you've also heard her music in television shows like Da Vinci's Demons, Reckless, Revenge, Sleepy Hollow. And if you're watching NBC right now, you're seeing a preview for a show they have coming up called The Slap. Very, very controversial. But it's her song called Take Me Home that's in the beginning of that. This is a girl who's really on the cutting edge. It's about to happen, okay? She's been around for a few years. Her name is Maggie Eckford. She had an album out in 2010. And right now, the group she formed called Ruel, I think, is that next big thing. It could very easily hit, because we're all familiar with a lot of the stuff we're hearing, and we're becoming familiar with her voice. And that just means that when that hit comes along, it's going to be that much easier to turn it into something bigger. So keep an eye out for her. This is a phenomenal song. You'll really enjoy it. And pay attention to it over the next year.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate you being on this week and every week for our Artist to Watch segment. And thank you for contributing about the Oscars. That was awesome. You guys, this is our Artist to Watch, Ruel, and we'll be right back. So that was Ruel, and now we have Joy on the line with us right now. So, Joy,
hello.
So we were just talking, obviously, before the music segment about the Oscars and everything, and it's obviously no secret that you have, worn the coolest dress on the planet. So I was wondering, experience with the dress, and you know the one I'm talking about. So maybe you can explain to us a little bit about the dress that you've just worn. So
Absolutely. Right. So the dress, first of all, I have to give credit where credit's due. It's designed by Andre Soriano. And he's an amazing fashion designer from the Philippines. And he was featured on Rihanna's show, Dress to Rock. She did a show a few years ago. And this was one of his his main pieces that he would showcase. One of his wildest pieces. He does couture. And so he had this dress. And no one's ever worn it before. It's only been worn by models on the show. You know, he's done LA Fashion Week and so forth. And so when I got in touch with him through my stylist, Heather Wolf, who's a good friend of mine, and I said, hey, I'm going to the Grammys. I'm going to wear something that's very Joy Villa. Like, it's going to express my personality and be different. And so she put me in touch with Andre, and we talked, and we just totally clicked. He's absolutely fabulous and such a sweet, humble person. He's dressed tons of celebrities, too. You know, he's worked with Rihanna and everything. And so he was just very down to earth, and he said, I have the perfect dress for you. He'd listened to my music, and he felt out my vibe, and he told me, he's like, would you consider wearing this orange dress? And I thought about it for about 4 minutes, and I thought, absolutely, let's do this.
Right. I love it.
And so
I love
it became this huge sensation. Yeah, and, you know, we didn't expect it. I mean, we definitely knew that it was going to make a splash. But also the Grammys is an amazing event. So to take over the Grammys like I did was not expected. That was really exciting.
That is very cool. Because for people who, if they have not tuned into the Grammys this year, if they couldn't watch, her dress was, you know, bright orange. And it was made out of recycled materials, which were really like urban, which was really, really cool. And it was... how do I say, tastefully risque. Controversially beautiful.
The orange material is called snow fence, and it's absolutely got those big holes in. So, yeah, so you could see a lot, but the absolute naughty parts were covered.
That's awesome. So tell us
so
a little
fun.
Bit about your album. You know, it seems like you've sent me 5 songs, which are great. And it seems like they kind of have like a theme between them, or they tie together. So tell us a little bit about your concept for this.
So the concept is called, so the album is I Make the Static. And the whole concept was different concepts of, you know, sorrow, change, growth, powerlessness, control, and my gypsy lifestyle, basically all blended in. And it's rock pop. And it's got a very, you know, each track has its own kind of dynamic sound world, if you will. So, you know, some are more harder than others, and then some are more relaxed than others. And it's an EP, so it's 5 tracks. It's a short album. And I wanted to make something that just showcased my lifestyle and my beliefs in a really nice package, and also had a little bit of grit to it, like I do. Because my whole thing, what I put into my music is my lifestyle, which is I'm, you know, constantly in contact with different cultures on a daily basis, and absolutely making friends in all parts of the world. So my music reflects that in the lyrical concepts.
That is awesome. Now, it seems like we have a caller on the line with us right now who is calling in. So, yay! So I'm going to put the mystery caller on the air. Yes, it seems like they're calling from California, because I see it's an 818. So, hi, you're on the air. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, Joy, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Oh, my gosh. Hi. I'm so glad you called in.
Yes.
How are you doing? I went to high school with Jennifer.
Yay.
Yes, this is so awesome. We've been friends ever since, and she's amazing. I looked up to her in high school, and now we're really good friends, and it's just... She's actually my music video, which is yet unreleased, the new music video. So Jennifer, I want to hear what you have to say. What is up with you?
Oh, I just wanted to say that you were amazing in your dress and everything, and I don't care what anyone else said, you know. And that was very awesome for you to put yourself out there like that, you know. You know, that was really awesome, and
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, and I knew going into it that I would be on the best dress and the worst dress. It's like when you get attention, you get it from all angles. So I actually laughed a lot. I have tons of memes about me. So I was like, I've made it.
Absolutely. And there is no such thing as bad publicity. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Totally. You know, now people know my name. Now people are talking to me. They're starting to Google me. You know, there's about something thousand number of hits. When you Google Joy Villa, there's something like, you know, 250,000 hits on Google. And it's amazing because, like, a lot of them are about me in the dress. I'm at the Grammys, which is an honor to be at. And a lot of them are about my music. And I've done exclusive interviews for RumorFix.com. I just appeared on page 58 in the new Us Weekly. So I just got, so I'm like, I'm in print. I'm everywhere. And people are looking at that. And I'm honored because if they're looking at that, then they're going to listen to my music and see that I'm an artist, which is fantastic. So it was the best thing that happened to me to land on all those worst dress lists. Because like you said, no press is bad press.
Absolutely. Plus, I thought it was an awesome dress, so you totally rocked it.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in. If you want, right before you go, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience in the video?
I really enjoyed being a part of it and just be able to be myself in the video and just... dance my heart out in the music video, and I'm disabled and I'm in a wheelchair. So to be able to show people how someone in a wheelchair can dance, you know, is really awesome. But you know, the sky is the limit. You know, anybody can do whatever. You know, anything, even people with disabilities, we may have to do things differently, but we do everything like anybody else does, and we have the same aspirations that anybody else does.
That's right. And you danced. You danced in your chair. You were moving. Yeah, Jennifer's in the, she's very heavily featured in my I Make the Static music video, which is we shot in Los Angeles, and it's not released yet. So that's the big surprise.
Nice, nice. Well, I want to play that song for everybody now. So this song is Make the Static, and we're going to play that. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for calling in to say hey to Joy and for being in the video.
Such a rock star, Jennifer.
Yay!
You're welcome. Love you, Joy.
Thank you. I love you so much, Jennifer.
Uh-huh. All right.
Awesome. Bye. All right. And Joy, just stay on the line because we're going to be right back right after this.
Okay, I'm here.
I couldn't quit you.
was Make the Static by Joy Villa, the next video that's going to be coming out, which is unreleased. So you guys should definitely stay tuned for that, because that is going to be insanely awesome. Now we have Zara with her raw poetry, and we have her on the line with us right now. How are you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what poem do you have for us tonight?
It's called Inhumane, and, you know, it's sort of about you can't always, hold somebody accountable for everything that they do, but you kind of take it with stride and take the best out of it and sort of move on. So that kind of dynamic. So
I love it. Well, feel free to read it anytime you're ready.
Okay. I apologize for nothing. I loved like a rock star and drank like one too. I'm addicted to addiction, with you as my drug of choice. Some say you can go through a lifetime without truly feeling. I guess in that aspect, I'm blessed to know every crevice of despair and agony from knowing one person. Every fucking day, I get a beautiful gift of unwrapped lies that never seem to end. I can barely keep up with them. I have no idea how you do it. I loved you in a way that inspires artists to slave away night after night to capture just a moment of that passion in their work. And you took it and set it on fire with a blowtorch. But my love, my sweet, my dear, I loved a version of you, a man that truly would have been the counterpart to my soul. The tragedy is not in the ashes. What is gone, and the memories are selective. We pick up the beautiful pieces left over and gloss over the dust-covered ones. I choose to remember how strong I loved, and to know that I can love somebody again just as much, if not harder. The tragedy lies in your own vision of victory. The chaos you create is from your own satisfaction. You continue to march and set blazes without a blink. You make decisions without owning to the consequences. You pass the blame like you're feeding the needy. In the end, you are alone. And you will feel the surge of feelings you tried so hard to avoid. You will feel guilt, loss, responsibility, and most importantly, regret. You will regret how inhumane your actions were and how no holy scripture could justify your cruel intentions. Remember, I go to bed at night next to him in complete peace of my heart, mind, and soul. For you, I just don't give a damn anymore.
Thank you so much for reading that, Zara. That was awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. I thought it was kind of a fun little yin-yang sort of a dynamic. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very, very cool. Awesome. And is there anything that you would like to share with us tonight?
Yes, I am meeting with somebody this week to talk about hopefully starting to record and you know, we're polishing up the lyrics, me and Charles, and we're really excited about it. So hopefully you will finally get that track soon. So.
Nice. That's awesome. We're super excited. That's awesome.
Yes, and for our, also wanted to mention our potential broadcast in Paris as well, which we would definitely like to do. So for anybody who's listening, please feel free to reach out to us for that. So.
Absolutely. Yes, you guys can go to Indiegogo and see how you can help support the show. And
definitely.
Search for Facets of the Heart on Indiegogo.
Yes.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart, for being on our show tonight. And, of course, as every night. And you guys, of course, can also go to her different websites so that you guys can follow her throughout the week and hear, you know, details about how you can get her book, Raw Poetry. So you guys can go to facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com, and Twitter is twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much, sweetheart. I appreciate you being on the show with us tonight.
Yeah, and thank you, as always, for having me, and I look forward to next week. So
awesome. Sounds
okay.
Great. See you next week.
Okay.
All right.
You too.
Bye. All right. And now we have our artist preview. It's our sneak peek that we have every week. This week we have Matt Kearney. And he is releasing his album tomorrow. And this is a very romantic song off his album called Billion, because when there are a billion people, or 7 billion people in the world, sometimes all you need is just one. So this is Billion by Matt Kearney coming out tomorrow. So check it out.
Me in my tracks the very first time, had me going the very first night. Wave goodbye, your keys locked inside. I knew you were the only one. Your crazy voicemails and your spider toes, way funnier than anyone knows. With your daddy's eyes and your grandma's gun, you're the only one. That little crook in your teeth and your 5-inch feet when you tie your hair up in the bun. Whatever the weather, we'll stick together forever, cause you're the only one. 7 billion in the world, baby, I only wanna be with you. I don't want another girl, baby, I only wanna be with you. Waiting for you all my life, I can wait another night. 7 billion in the world, and you're the only one I want, it's true. Salt on everything you eat. Wake up freezing cause I stole the sheets. And you talk to the wall, pop your gum in your sleep. You're the only one. And you worry about your dad on his motorbike, the way your voice cracks when you wanna fight. And you never wanna sleep, so I talk all night to the only one. Turn out the lights and hold me tonight. We don't need the sun. Whatever the weather, we'll stick together forever, cause you're the only one. 7 billion in the world, baby, I only wanna be with you. I don't want another girl, baby, I only wanna be with you. Waiting for you all my life, I can't wait another night. 7 billion in the world, and you're the only one I want, it's true.
Is Billion by Matt Kearney. And now we have Joy on the line with us, and we are going to be able to hear. Hello, love.
Hey.
Yay.
That's great stuff going on. I love the show.
Yay, I'm so glad that you do. I love your music on the show. It's exciting. And yay. I was wondering if you could share your links with people so they can get your music and follow you.
Yes, definitely. So everyone can find me at princessjoyvilla.com. That's princessjoyvilla.com. And you can find me on Twitter at joy_villa, Instagram, joyvilla. And basically, if you just Google Joy Villa, you can find all those links. But I would love to send your listeners a special invite to get a free track. If they contact me, all they have to do is say they heard me on your show, and I'll send them some free music.
Oh, that's so incredible. So you guys, you definitely have heard it. So definitely find her, get free music. That's a good deal.
Right. That's right. That's better than free.
Yay. So we have two tracks of yours we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. We have Darkness and Surrender. What can you tell us about your inspiration behind those?
So Surrender is very rock and roll, and I love this song because I basically wrote it when it's about power and letting go, the struggle, the power struggle. And I wrote it living in Los Angeles at the time. I lived in Hollywood for 6 years, and it definitely, there's a power struggle in everywhere. And as an artist, you know, I see it all, and music is the way I can express, you know, every emotion. So this one is just about letting go and surrendering to win, because when you surrender that struggle, then it's not a struggle. Then you're not battling. You're just winning. And that
beautiful
one, it's really rock and roll. It's one of my favorites. And then also The Darkness is about being in a very dark spot when I was in Hollywood, and I was at the lowest point. I almost wanted to give up, and I was sitting in my car, and this song just came out of nowhere. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. It just, I don't want to live in the darkness. I want to step into the light. And the song came out fully, the lyrics, the melody, everything. And so when I was finally able to go into the studio with it, which is recently, it's just a miracle to hear that song. It really impacts me a lot. And people have come up to me after my shows and said, that's my favorite song because it describes my struggle. And for me, the lyrics are simple and easy to understand, relatable, but the message behind it is just definitely one that, you know, I had to climb out of a dark emotional period to really just keep going. And now it's all worth it because now people are starting to know who Joy Villa is, and it just keeps getting better. I'm very blessed to be here.
Well, thank you so much, Joy, for being part of our show. We're going to play both
thank
of those
you.
Songs for everyone now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And do you have a final message of inspiration for your fans before we sign off?
Yes. So this show, your show, Jamie, is all about love. So I want to say that the best way to love anyone is to love yourself first and to put yourself first, not being selfish. It is being 100% on point because, like, you know, we have holidays, Valentine's Day, and we have different things that sometimes people feel lonely. And I always want to say a message, you know, I do have someone in my life who I love very much, but even if I didn't have him, I would still be happy in this world. It doesn't take someone loving you to be a lovable person. You know, you have to love yourself first. So wherever you are, if you don't have family around you or friends or a loved one, know that you are loved, and that the more that you put your passion into reality, the more the reality is going to be there. So keep going. Do not stop. If you're an artist and you're different and you have a crazy style, then go for it. Be yourself, because that's what I'm doing, and it's working for me. And it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's the best feeling to just be yourself and get recognition for that.
Well, that is beautiful, Joy. Thank you so very much. You have blessed our show, and I can't wait to play your music now. So I hope you have a wonderful evening tonight. And this is Darkness by Joy Villa, and then we're going to play Surrender. And So it's awesome. So go to her website, princessjoyvilla.com, for free music. And what were you going to say?
I was just going to say it's an honor to be on Facets of the Heart, and be blessed. And I really enjoy your show. I'm a regular listener now.
Yay, awesome. Well, we will watch for you up on that screen and listen to your music. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful night tonight.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'll walk away, pretending everything's okay. It burns the pavement of my soul. I know the truth. What I did before did me no good. These scars prove my pain.
Oh.
heart to heart. Love has passed and now I feel alone. This quill writes the song.
Recover, but you can't do it.